Do you want to get a handle on what's happening in real estate in the city of Moreton? Well, we have Lee Chippendale, 1015 sponsor and auctioneer of the professionals at Caboolture and Morayfield. She's here in the studio with us to bring us up to speed. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Rosemary.
Now, Lee, let's kick off right at the very start. What type of properties are in highest demand here in Moreton Bay? I know that first-home buyer properties would be big family homes, investment properties, or perhaps it could even be the luxury home market.
Look, Rosemary, obviously first-home buyers are keen. Price point is an issue in achieving a purchase. They may have to look toward a unit, townhouse or older three-bedroom home. Investment properties and family homes are in demand, and the luxury homes are selling, although taking a little longer due to the amount of money involved.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. And so leading on from that, what suburbs or areas of Moreton are sort of performing the strongest and which are facing some challenges?
Narangbar, Burpengary, Kalanga, Caboolture and Deception Bay. These properties predominantly are noted as strong growth areas. Family-friendly amenities, affordable land and improving amenities all feature with these properties, with these areas. Mm-hmm. Deception Bay for high growth and coastal location. I do not see that any suburbs are really facing any true challenges. The challenge overall is availability of stock.
And that's obviously been a problem for some time.
Yes.
Now, I think we're all a bit curious about seeing how many interstate or international buyers are interested in properties here in our region.
International purchasers must meet certain requirements to buy within Australia. Okay, so we are seeing a lot of interstate buyers. Many are investors. And there are those who are simply moving from interstate and want to live here. And that's, however, predominantly, in my opinion, predominantly investors.
Okay. Now, Lee, we've got a few more questions to ask. You're happy to stay with me for a moment longer?
Certainly.
And I'm delighted to say we still have Lee Chippendale in the studio with us. Let's get into the auction side of things. What are the typical price ranges that you've seen at auctions across the different properties and the types in our region?
Look, Rosemary, basically that's a pretty wide choice of properties to really pinpoint. I would say that they're basically achieving reserve or above. Mm-hmm. And obviously that depends on, you know, how much above depends on which type of property, whether it's the lower end or the higher end.
Okay. Yeah. And what would you call a medium value around our area?
If you were looking at a four-bedroom, two-bed, two-bath, you're probably high eights, depending on your land size.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're seeing that when we watch television or even check the newspaper, mm-hmm. aren't we?
Yes.
Now, I'm a little bit curious as to know what technology or how technology has changed the auction process. Now, that's been the same for absolutely ever. Are online bidders and virtual inspections becoming fairly common?
Look, in our area, since COVID, the auction the auction process has basically remained in the traditional concept or sense that people are used to. So people attending the auction and bidding and doing that sort of thing, or phone bids, that type of thing. Virtual inspections are definitely used more these days, not even just with the auction process, with general purchasing of properties.
And Lee, because we always like to include a little component of education about the auction process, what makes a successful auction campaign and how do we prepare vendors for that process?
Very simply, choose an agent who understands the market, firstly. So get someone who knows what they're doing. Set a realistic reserve price. So marketing throughout that will help you assess that and determine that. Produce an effective marketing strategy. Be flexible. Listen to the feedback from the market throughout the campaign. Listen to that. That's important. And ensure your property is well presented. Look, people are leaning more toward a lot of staging than that these days as well. But just make sure presentation is spot on, because that just, it's the first impression when people walk through that door.
Thank you for that, Lee. You have given us a plethora of information today. And if listeners would like to listen again, you can go to the 1015fm.com.au and check it out again. And that was Lee Chippendale, auctioneer at the Professionals, Caboolture and Morayfield, keeping our community connected and informed.